请我们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
阿们。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始来下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our afternoon service.
唱诗126首。
Before we begin, let's sing hymn 126. Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告，求主带领我们今天下午的聚会。
Now we'll kneel down together in one accord and pray to God to ask for His guidance.
来一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。 下午要继续跟大家来学习有效的栽培工作。
This afternoon, I'd like to discuss with you the topic of effective follow-up.
啊，我们先来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
啊，哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章第六节。
Verse 6, Chapter 3, Verse 6.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌，唯有神叫它生长。
I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow.
我们大家都很愿意看到教会一直在成长。
We all wish that the church would prosper.
啊，所谓成长就是人数不断的增加。
That means that the membership continues to grow.
啊，常常有新的啊受洗的信徒加入教会。
And that often there are new members being baptized.
那教会如果不断成长，我们会感觉到教会里面很有动力。
When the church is prosperous, we can feel the work of God.
有时候我们看到有的教会啊，当然大家都很热心，但是都没有慕道者，也没有新受洗的啊，有一点可惜。
We can see, although a church can be alive, yet it is a waste of the effort of the members if there is no new members.
那这个第六节告诉我们，教会要成长，需要有两个重要因素。
In verse 6, it tells us that there are two factors to a church growing.
第一个就是人的努力。
The first is the efforts of man.
第二个是神的同工。
The second is the abidance of God.
这个两个啊，要互相配合在一起，啊，圣工就会发展。
The two must work in synchrony so that the work of the church could grow.
那这里说，我栽种了，就是保罗传福音栽种。
Paul planted the seed.
以今天来讲，就是带慕道者到教会来。
That means that we make the effort to bring other people to church.
那亚波罗浇灌了。
Apollos watered it.
啊，这个浇灌就是跟进。
Meaning that it made the faith grow.
也就是啊，怎么来带领到教会来的慕道者，让他信仰能够更深入的 去追求。
It implies how we can make, how we could allow the new members or the truth seekers grow in their faith.
栽种跟浇灌一样重要。
Both planting the seed and watering the plant are important.
我们也可以说一样的困难。
Yet they are equally hard.
如果我们有带过慕道者，你就知道不是这么简单。
If we have brought a truth seeker before, we understand it is a difficult task.
第一个，大家都很忙。
First is that everyone is busy.
我们要怎么说服他说，在这么忙当中，请你到教会来？
How do we convince them to take the time out of their busy lives to attend church services?
第二个。
Second.
大部分人都活得好好的。
Everyone has a comfortable life.
我们要怎么说服他说你活得好好，但是你还是需要信仰？
How do we convince them that they need faith in addition to their comfortable life?
所以这个要带慕道者到教会来也不简单。
It is difficult to convert someone to Christianity.
这需要神在带领跟神的同工。
It requires the guidance and the co-working of God.
但是我们常常发现最困难的是跟进。
However, the most important, however, the most difficult task of these is to allow a new member grow in the to guide them to grow in their faith.
比方说，你现在教会里面有三十个慕道者的名单。
Take for example, if we have 30 newly baptized members.
慕道者的名单。
30 truth seekers.
那下一步怎么做
？What do we do next?
怎么来带领他们，让他真的信仰能够很深入，到最后他想要洗礼
？How do we guide them such that their faith can grow and that they willingly convert to Christ?
这个一样重要。
Both of these are important.
而且这个一样困难。
Yet, it is also very difficult.
所以我们的目标就是希望每一个信徒都能够服侍神。
Our goal is that every member can serve God.
但是我们一想到服侍神，就是讲道了、翻译了、领事。
Yet we often think of serving God as leading the sermon or leading the hymns.
那我们常常觉得说，这个排不到我了。
And oftentimes we think we are not qualified to do such a task.
或者说我年纪已经大了，我已经做这么久，换人吧。
Or that we think that we have made enough effort at this so that the new members could take my place.
所以在教会里面有很多人，事实上是没有在服侍神。
In truth, many members do not serve God.
他只是来聚会，当然这样也好，但是能够服侍更好。
It is good for us to attend the services, yet it is even better if we can actively serve God.
因为教会是一个身体。
For the church is the body of Christ.
我们身体每一个部门都有功用。
Every organ of the body has a function.
所以我们在教会每一个人都要发挥功用。
Thus every one of us has a role to play in God's plan.
那发挥功用就是服事。
When we can fulfill that task,Then we have served God.
这是我们的目标。
That is our goal in life.
那有一个工作每一个人可以做。
There is a work that every one of us can do.
不需要人安排。
That needs no scheduling.
就是带慕道者来。
And that is to bring someone to church.
第二个。
The second.
慕道者来了，帮助他信仰成长。
If we have truth seekers in the church, we can always guide them to grow in their faith.
这个每一个人都可以做。
Every one of us can do this task.
但是我们发现这两个有一点不同。
Yet these two tasks are somewhat different.
带慕道者来
，bring a truth seeker to the church.
你只要去邀请
，needs invitation only.
有时候你就可以带来
，and sometimes you will be successful.
所以这个不需要有太多的条件
，there needs not a lot of requirements.
但是要带领慕道者信仰能够扎根成长，这需要条件
，yet in order to build the faith of a truth seeker.The person that guides the truth seeker has to have prerequisites.
因为这好像做父母。
For they are like parents to this truth seeker.
这又好像做师父。
They are like a teacher to this truth seeker.
这是有条件的。
There are prerequisites to being a parent and a teacher.
所以我很希望教会里面有十个、二十个、三十个、五十个都能够有属灵的装备，能够来帮助慕道者信仰成长。
And we wish that many of our members can have those prerequisites to help the truth seekers grow.
比方说，今天如果来了二十个慕道者
，If there are 20 truth seekers in our church today,
我们需要有二十个信徒能够跟他坐下来跟他谈道理。
That we need 20 members that are capable of sitting down and discussing the truth with them.
我们需要有20个信徒在平常能够跟他打电话，跟他关心，然后带领他的信仰。
And we need 20 members that are capable of making phone calls every day to guide them in their daily living.
但是我们常常发现，要找20个不是这么简单。
Yeah, it is hard for us to find 20 members that have the prerequisites.
所以这个个人栽培工作是非常重要，但是啊，需要经历过一段的训练。
Thus, it is important for us to be as Apollos, yet we also need to be trained.
上一次我们一起学习到第五点。
Previously, we have studied to point number five.
我稍微这样来复习一下，然后进入第六点。
And I'd like to review those before going to point number six.
什么是栽培工作？
What is the effective follow-up?
就是把初信者引到神的面前，让他渐渐成长，一直到得救。
The first is to be able to guide a truth seeker, or to bring a truth seeker to God, and to guide them in their growth so that they may be saved.
所以一个人信仰的成长常常需要有人带领。
Thus the growth of one's faith needs guidance.
没有人带领，有时候就好像缺乏一个老师在旁边引导，不容易成长。
It is hard to grow when there is no guidance.
因为有太多的问题。
For there may be many questions.
那栽培有三种形式。第二点。
There are three ways to perform the follow-up.
第一个是团体栽培。
The first is a group type of follow-up.
这个是我们一般所强调的。
This is one that is often emphasized.
那团体栽培分作三点。
And there are also three points to conducting the group follow-up.
我们最强调的是聚会。
The first is the services.
所以我们常常觉得说，慕道朋友来聚会，就结束了，没有问题。
And oftentimes we think that our task is accomplished once we bring them to services.
其实不是这样。
Yet it's not so.
这个栽培，团体栽培还有两种。
There are two additional ways to water.
第一个就是
the true seekers.
团契。
The second one is fellowship.
借着团契，让他们有归属感。
Through fellowship, they feel a sense of belonging.
就是来到这个教会，觉得能够融进这个团体里面。
So that they feel they are a member of our church.
这个叫团契。
This is fellowship.
那除了团契之外
，and other than previously mentioned,
小组查经。
We can also conduct small group Bible studies.
为什么这个这么重要
？Why is that important?
因为我们有时候虽然听道理很久，但是也发现有一些道理还是没有讲台上听不到，要查经你才能够遇得到。
Although they may have listened to many sermons, yet there may still be topics that they have not come across during the sermons.
要举两个例子
Let's take for example.
第一个例子
，the first.
我们刚刚过了这个圣诞节
，is that we have just passed Christmas.
真的以圣诞节做一个主题来证道的很少。
Very few sermon topics would be focused on Christmas.
那圣诞节是怎么一回事
？Yeah, what is the origin of Christmas?
那有时候你在查经查到耶稣诞生的时候，就会顺便提到这一件事情。
So oftentimes when we discuss about the birth of Christ, we may raise the topic of Christmas.
原来耶稣的出生并不是在十二月。
In truth, the birth of Christ did not take place in December.
而且圣经也没有记载叫我们纪念耶稣的生日。
Nor was it recorded that we are requested to remember the birth of Christ.
所以圣诞节是基督教的传统，但是不是圣经的教训。
Although Christmas is a tradition of Christianity, yet it is not a teaching of the Bible.
那我们在查经的时候，你就会有系统的查考，圣经查的深入都跟生活有关系，这样我们才能够有系统建立一个属灵的生活。
And during the small group Bible studies, we may study the topics that are relevant to our daily lives.
那在过不久以前，我们有一个所谓万圣节。
And in October, we have Halloween.
那有的人信主很久，好几年，他也不晓得万圣节是什么。
Many people don't know the origin of Halloween.
所以大家在打扮，小孩子也跟人打扮去分糖果。
And so we would allow our children to dress up and to trick or treat.
但是如果我们很有系统的查考圣经，我们就发现，在谈到旧约很多外邦的习俗里面，我们就会引用到我们美国的习俗里面有一个，我们要很注意的叫做万圣节。
Yet in studying the Bible, we may come across idol worshiping, and thus that becomes a relevant topic to to discuss about Halloween.
这个万圣节是跟鬼有关系的。
Halloween originated from devil worship.
所以一个属神的人不应该参与这个工作。
There's a person who believes in God should not participate.
我记得有一对夫妻，他有一个孩子啊，他见证啊，都要化妆完了要去分糖果，发烧了。
I remember a testimony in the past where a member had dressed the children ready to go trick-or-treating, yet as they finished their costume, the child came down with a fever.
这个父母也就跟神祷告说，神啊，如果这个真的是不合你子的旨意啊，我们祷告完了，求你让他烧退。
So the parents knelt down and prayed to God, asking that if this is not in accordance with your will, then let the fever go away.
祷告完，烧就退了。
As they completed their prayer, the fever went away.
他们就知道这个不合神的旨意。
Then they realized that trick-or-treating is not in accordance with God's will.
所以这个有系统的查考圣经可以接触到生活的每一个层面。
There's a systematic Bible study could touch every aspect of our lives.
那这样啊，我们在栽培一个人的信仰就能够很扎实。
And thus we can ground the faith of the truth seeker who participates in the Bible study.
这第一个团体栽培。
So these relate to the group of group follow-ups.
那个人的学习。
Then we have personal studies.
这个人学习要自己读圣经自己读属灵的书刊。
Personal study relates to our Bible reading.
有时候我们就是鼓励慕道者自己读圣经祷告。
Oftentimes we encourage our truth seekers to read the Bible on their own and also to pray.
那第三个就是个人栽培。
The third is individual guidance.
就是保罗在栽培提摩太。
Such as Paul had done for Timothy.
第三点就是一个成熟的信徒跟慕道者建立个人的关系目的是要教育他，帮助他成长。
That is for an older member to mentor a younger member.
所以一个人从带领慕道者一直到他洗礼，一直到你很放心他可以独立去传福音，去做圣工，大概两年到三年。
So it takes at least 2 to 3 years in order for a truth seeker to become grounded in faith.
但是有时候我们常常发现从慕道者你也感觉到，刚刚要来慕道的时候，大家对他很亲热，洗礼完了从第二个礼拜开始，没有人理他。
Yet oftentimes we have a bad habit of being very fervent or very caring for a truth seeker. Yet 2 weeks after they become baptized, we become cool in our attention.
那为什么没有人理他？我们可以了解，因为你已经洗礼了。
It is understandable that we be cooler in our attention, for they are now members.
所以我带领你信耶稣，目的达到了。
So that we, as members, have accomplished our task.
但是圣经说，初信的他是婴孩。
Yet the Bible also describes the newly baptized members as being spiritual infants.
所以他到教会里面渴望被人关心，渴望有人来带领他。
So they still thirst for the guidance and the care of other members.
那大概还要再两年。
So it takes at least 2 more years.
那才能够从信徒变成门徒。
For them to become a newly baptized member to be a disciple of Christ.
然后成为教会的工人。
So that they may become a worker of God.
那这个初信者刚刚信的时候，这个弹性特别大，容易改变。
The newly baptized members are more elastic, so that they could change their behaviors.
所以这一段时间如果栽培得好，就会出现很多工人。
Thus, it is critical for us to dedicate the caring effort in the first 2 years.
所以个人栽培其实非常的重要。
It's important for us to mentor younger members.
这是我们常常忽略的一点。
This is a point that we often forget.
所以一个成长的教会应该是里面有很多人有属灵的装备可以做个人栽培工作。
A prosperous church implies that many of the members have the prerequisites to mentor other members.
我们现在看第六点。
Let's turn to point number 6.
这是今天下午我们一起来查考。
And this is the topic of our discussion for this afternoon.
有效的栽培工作要从哪里开始？
Where do we start with our effective mentor?
要从自我开始。
It begins with ourselves.
今年的我看啊，今年四月到五月吧，我被美国总会安排跟这个神学生上课。
From April to May of this year, I held the ministry classes with the ministry students.
大概花一个多月时间。
I spent about a month with them.
对我来讲我学到非常多。
To me, I learned quite a lot.
因为我要跟神学生一起来学习之前，我自己要花功夫去研究、去思想、去祷告。
Before I can teach them, I have to prepare myself.
你不能混混啊，因为大家都是信主很久的，一问你就倒了。
I can't just wing my classes, for they are all well educated in the ways of God.
那么在学习、一起讨论的过程，我从他们的互动里面，我得到很多。
And in our sessions and discussions, I've learned much in our interactions.
所以
from our interactions.
如果你看到一个人的信仰哦停止没有进步，是因为他没有在追求。
If you see a person's faith become stagnant, then it implies that they have not made an effort to pursue further growth.
那为什么没有追求？
Why have they not made the pursuit?
因为他没事情做。
For they have nothing else to do.
但是如果一个人开始在带领慕道朋友，
Yeah, if a person mentors a younger member,
我们就会开始自己会追求。
Then that mentor must make an effort to educate themselves.
因为你如果没有追求，你没有办法带领他。
Without their self-improvement, they cannot mentor a younger member.
因为主耶稣说，这个学生不能够高过老师啊，学到最后也只够跟老师一样。
For Christ has once told us that the student is not greater than the master.
所以你带领到一定程度，你的属灵追求到那里，人格的慕道者就停在那里，下一次要再长进，要找另外一个人带他。
Therefore, the member that you mentor can only be as good as you are.
好，所以有效的栽培工作要从自己开始。
Therefore, in order for us to become effective servant, to become an effective servant of God, we must educate and improve ourselves.
我们自己先成长，我们才能够带领慕道者成长。
We must first grow so that others around us can grow.
所以这个好处不只是慕道者，这个好处是帮助我们进步。
Therefore, in mentoring other members, we ourselves also benefit.
那要怎么从自己开始？
How do we first improve ourselves?
第一个
First,
要跟初信者建立良好的关系。
We must build a good relationship with the newly baptized members.
我们常常发现哦，如果沟通管道断裂了，关系就会破裂。
We often find that if our channel of communication is broken, then our relationships break down.
所以你仔细看哦，夫妻离婚之前呢，一定有一个事情发生，没有办法沟通。
If we look carefully at every divorce, we can always find an event that has broken their communication.
你不要讲两句话就生气起来，不讲两句话就抱起来。
Whatever they discuss, they become angry at each other.
所以建立一个很畅通的沟通的关系，这是要进一步的影响一个人必要的条件。
Therefore, in order for us to mentor a younger members, we must have a good channel of communication with them.
因此我们要带领一个慕道者之前，我们要先跟他建立有一个良好的关系。
In order to guide the truth seekers, we must be able to communicate with them.
那这个关系从哪里来？
Where do we start?
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
And God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
腓立比是保罗欧洲传道建立的第一间教会。
The church at Philippi was the first church established by Paul.
保罗写腓立比书的时候已经是传道的末期。
When Paul wrote the book to the Philippians, he was near the end of his life.
这经过几十年。
It was several decades afterFirst established in this church.
但是他说，我切切想念你们众人。
Yet he still longed for the members at Philippi.
因为我体会耶稣基督的心肠。
For he could sense, or he has the affection of Christ.
所以这个我们要带领慕道者，这第一个条件要建立关系的第一个条件就是说，你看到他，你心里有一个感觉。
In order to communicate with the newly baptized members, we must have an empathy or sympathy towards them.
你到 shopping mall, 现在假日 shopping mall 好多人。
When we go to shopping mall during holidays,
你只觉得很烦，这么多人。
We are often annoyed at the many people there.
造成很多不方便。
And that creates much hassle for us.
但是假日你看自己的孩子回来，你看到很高兴，不会很烦。
Yet when we see our children return home on the holidays, we are often joyful.
因为你有爱。
For we have love towards them.
所以我们要带领慕道者的第一个条件就是我们的内心对他有感觉。那这个感觉从哪里来呢？你又不是朋友，又不是亲戚，
In order for us to truly communicate with the newly baptized members, we must have a relationship with them.
这个感觉就从耶稣的心肠。
And this relation arises from the heart of Christ.
所以真的做慕道带领慕道者的工作的困难不是技术性的。
Thus, it is not the techniques that are important in guiding the truth seekers.
我们真的在带领慕道朋友步道的困难是灵性的，不是技术性的。
The difficult task for us is to have a spiritual foundation.
我们来看啊，马可福音第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
好，马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣出来见他，有许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般。马可六章三十四节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 34. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
主耶稣看见他们，心里就有怜悯。
Jesus saw them and had compassion.
为什么
？Why？
因为看他们很可怜。
For he saw that their life were difficult.
所以如果我们看到慕道者，你心里没有感觉。
If we do not have compassion on the truth seekers,
没有感觉就是没有基督在里面。
It implies that we have no Christ within us.
因为基督看到他们就怜悯他们了。
For Jesus had compassion on the people around him.
那我们看到他没有感觉，就是基督没有在里面。
If we see a truth seeker and yet we do not feel for them, then we do not have Christ within us.
那这样我们工作不容易有果效，因为基督没有在里面，没有神同工，那就不容易有果效。
Without Christ in us, our efforts will be in vain.
所以我们在看保罗的书信里面，保罗有一个很厉害的是什么？我天天为你们掉眼泪。
In all the letters that Paul wrote, he always mentions that he sheds tears for the members.
你想想看，我们曾经为自己的家人掉眼泪。
We may have shed tears for our family members.
但是我们是不是曾经为慕道朋友、教会的信徒掉过眼泪
？Yet have we ever shed tears for the members of the church or for the truth seekers?
基督的心在里面。
The heart of Christ.
我们看到一个人成长，我很高兴，这是因为基督的心。
If we are joyful in seeing the growth of a truth seeker, then we have Christ in us.
我们看到一个人信仰冷淡，我们很难过，这是因为基督的心。
If we are saddened by the decline in faith of members, then we have Christ in us.
是因为有基督的心，所以我们对这个人会感觉到很有兴趣，因为我们很想要救他。
Because we have Christ in us.That we are more interested in the lives of others.
所以我们在做教会的圣工，不是说因为教会安排我，我说有不得已我去做。
In serving the church, it is not because we are required to.
如果我们被安排不得已去做，这个是我们心里面是不情愿的。我们看到那一个人，只觉得说，很麻烦。
If we are compelled to serve God by the schedule,
那这样的话，我们不容易发生功效。
Then our works will never come.
因为这里面没有爱，我们是在履行一个不得已的工作。
For our work has no love.
所以这个带领自慕道成友这个从自我开始就是要有基督的心在里面。
Thus, in beginning to guide a true seeker, we must have the heart of Christ.
这是灵性的。
That is a spiritual task.
那第二个就是像什么人做什么人。
Second is that we become those who we guide.
就是要改变我们来适合他自己。
We must adjust ourselves so that we can have the same wavelength of communication.
这样关系才能建立起来。
As the person that we are guiding.
那希望经过一段期间以后，他能够改变他自己来适合主耶稣的教训。
And our hope is that after a amount of time, the member or the newly baptized member can then adjust themselves to come to serve Christ.
我们看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
二十节。
Verse 20.
像犹太人，我做犹太人，为着得到犹太人；像律法以下，我虽然不在律法以下，还是做了律法以下的人，为着要得着律法以下的人。二十一节。
21.
像没有律法的，我就做没有律法的，为着要得着没有律法。